Speaking of books, it's time for us to check in with the York County Library System. Stacey Williams joins us here. And Stacey, kind of give us a run through of what's going on at our various branches.
Oh, wow. We have so many great things going on. Until March 27th, if you are familiar with the Libby app, you have a chance to download the ebook and audiobook, The Queen of Sugar Hill, for free. And this is a part of the Together We Read Digital Book Club. So if you have a library card and you're familiar with our virtual library, you can download the Libby app and download that ebook or audiobook for free.
And you can take that one as you're driving in the car, walking in the neighborhood, doing something, attending a kid's sporting event where you can watch, but you don't need to listen, and you can listen to the book. I love the Libby app. It's in
And there's no wait list or holds when using that service.
And it's very easy to navigate. Mm-hmm. Now, is there always a different book every month? Is that the way this works?
Yeah, the Together We Read usually does a book every, I want to say it's like every 3 to 6 months, there's a different book. So until March 27th, that book is available for download.
So you can get creative with the LibraryCon Bookmark Design Contest.
Yes, we, so our LibraryCon for 2025 will be May 17th this year. So save the date for that. This year, we're allowing our teens 12 to 18 to get creative for us. So if you know a teen that is very like artistic, loves to draw and create art, we are having a bookmark contest. So that bookmark template can be downloaded online. You can draw any type of image related to, you know, graphic novels or any type of fandom art. If you're interested in drawing, please submit your entries to us, and we're going to be taking those until March 31st. Your art will be displayed on a bookmark, and it will be distributed between all five branches and will be featured during the Library Con event on May 17th. So we're taking entries in. So if you know someone, kind of spread the word, let your teen know that we are having an art contest for bookmarks.
That is cool.
That is cool. And there's sometimes a lot of various bookmarks or little brochures up at the library, I know. And so when I go check out books, I always grab one just so I'll have it for that book. So yeah, that's really cool. It's going to get into a lot of people's hands that way.
Yeah.
All right, we've got Teen Open Mic Night featuring poetry and jazz.
Yes, so this event, the registration opens March 28th, but the event's going to take place on April 11th at the main library. It's going to have, it's hosted by Rock Hill Youth Poet Laureate, Genesis Medley, and then we're going to have award-winning author and poet, you're familiar with Carlo Dawson. They're going to be hosting this event at the library, and it's open to teens 12 to 18. So if you are a teen that's very creative and loves spoken word, has something to say, you could submit your entry to us. You may be on the list to perform at this open mic night. This is our first time doing an open mic night, and the collaboration, we're really excited about that. So you can submit your entries to us, and then if you just don't want to participate at all, but just come and hear some of the teens be expressive through their art, you can come out on April 11th and join us for the Teen Open Mic Night.
And these
it's a free event, so anyone, you can bring your friends, your family, anyone can come out.
And these are original pieces, right?
Yes, this will be original pieces from teens in the county.
And they do, or you are asking that they register online, or can they just show up?
We are asking for registration, just to keep in mind of who's coming, how many chairs to put out, how to, you know, who to prepare for. We want to, we kind of like to keep, and we keep count of like, how many people are attending our programs for stat purposes, just to see like, oh, we had 50 people show up. LibraryCon, we see over 500 people at that event, even more sometimes. Mm-hmm. So we like to keep track of who's in and out of our buildings.
That makes sense. Stacey Williams is with the York County Library System. She wants us to save the date to celebrate National Library Week.
Yes, National Library Week is April 6th through the 12th. So it kind of coincides with the Come See Me Festival in a way. And this year, the theme is Drawn to the Library. So whatever draws you into the library, it can be anything and everything. So if you're interested in reading, if you're interested in book clubs or learning a craft with or one of our crochet groups, we have people interested in genealogy. There are so many things that the library brings people together And so that theme is really fitting for April with us. But
especially with Come See Me. And of course, the beautiful mural that's painted on the outside of the library that that will celebrate our good friend Glenn the Frog and Vernon Grant's joy that he brought to so many folks through his artwork and illustrations. Mm-hmm. And of course, you've got the book about the history of Vernon Grant written by Linda Williams that you can always get your hands on. And yeah, this is a perfect timing.
Yeah, perfect timing for that.
We love that. So get to hopping and hop right on over to the library to check out a book. And don't forget about the Friends Books on Main Street store. These are fantastic books that you can get for great prices, and the money goes right back to the library system. Stacey, it's great catching up with you, friend. Thank you, as always.
Thank you. Stacey.